My name is Henry Carr. I am just 18 years old. Today is May 20th. I'm speaking with my mother, Daphne Carr, and we are recording in Los Angeles, California. So, can you describe a family photograph that you cherish?
That's a great question. So many photographs. I will probably say from my childhood, it has to be a photo of me and my dad at the top of the Empire State Building. And I remember the wind and the sunlight just streaming down onto us and feeling literally on top of the world. I can remember a little purse that I was carrying and just feeling like this was the greatest place on earth.
I love that. Gosh, I think mine, I vividly remember there's a picture of Sabrina, my sister, and I at our Woodland Hills house on Christmas, and we're both in our pajamas, and I just received the Princess and the Pauper carriage. And that was like my favorite gift ever, because that Barbie franchise was like totally my thing that mm-hmm. year. Mm-hmm. And I still know the words to that theme song today. And it's so funny, such a full circle moment, that one of my current friends, it turns out that his mom was the writer of that song.
That's right.
So, yeah, it's just interesting. Where in America do you most want to travel?
I love the ability to travel. I would say I think I need to honestly get into an Airstream and just hit as many states as possible. I feel like I've seen enough of our country. Certainly have never been north to, like, the Rockies and to see Mount Rushmore or any of the amazing natural treasures like Grand Canyon or Moab or any of those, sites. But I also love a city that, you know, has culture. So I would want to visit New Orleans and Nashville and Austin and just really dig into the music scene there. And then I also am fascinated with main streets and family-type 4th of Julys. So Nantucket had one of the best I've ever seen, but I'd love to hit up, you know, where are the best main streets of America? Mm-hmm. How about you?
I think I definitely want to see, you know, the South and Middle America, just because I've always seen those places as so distant from the world that I've lived in here in Los Angeles. And I think, upfront exposure to that type of life could either give me a new perspective on the people who live there or just expand the ones that I already have. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is for you. What was your reaction when I was born?
Wow, I was so relieved. Absolutely overwhelmed and relieved and just never felt such joy and accomplishment, frankly.
Do you want to say why you were relieved?
Well, I had been through a pretty long labor, mm-hmm. and it was, of course, you're my firstborn, so, you know, the body doesn't really know what to do. So it was, intense. And then when I got an epidural to try and relieve some of that, I was given it, but then they forgot to put on the drip to continue the medication. So by the time my doctor had come, it was like 6, 7 a.m. in the morning, I was starting to feeling was starting to come back. And so at that point, he didn't want to give me another injection. So what started out to be a birth with epidural ended up being pretty natural childbirth. So, you know, it was super intense, but I wouldn't, you know, that's the way it was meant to be. And it was just such a relief, and truly, they say this, but it all of that goes, all of whatever you experienced, you know, hours prior goes away when you finally get to, it's a miracle to hold this living creature, and you were just so darling, so sweet.
And I guess another one for you. Tell me a favorite memory of me.
Oh gosh, so many. I think I loved, and again, a photograph helps conjure this memory for me, bring it back to life. And it would have to also be a Christmas where we were living in Baltimore, and Santa brought you a kitchen set. And it was in our kitchen, so you were cooking with me while I was cooking. And the look on your face, the joy discovering that this was your kitchen and that you were going to be able to cook in it, was so wonderful, so wonderful. What's your favorite memory of me?
Oh, gosh. Well, this is more general, but I think every time we're in a car, because we love to do road trips, every time you get to sing and you don't hold anything back, that's always a really lovely, fun image of you. I also go back to, like, when we saw Wicked or a Chorus Line, just those memories together really, I think, were some of the best in my childhood, and really initiated a love for theater and performance in me that I really value. Mm-hmm.
I love those moments too.
Okay, what are your earliest memories of Dad?
Oh my goodness. I remember the library at McDonough School, and we would listen to music on tapes. And so we had this very portable, realistic brand tape recorder. And Dad was very much into U2, mm-hmm. and we had study hall together, and there would be another woman there, name was Peggy, all these friends of ours, and we would sit in the room that was soundproof and listen to U2 and try to do homework and just laugh at stupid jokes. And your dad was very, you know, he was the jokester. He was very much everybody's friend, just very, very friendly, very approachable, just very, you know, he put you at ease.
Was this, like, all the way back in eighth grade? Because I know you guys knew each other from back then,
seventh,
right?
Grade. I believe this goes way back to even seventh grade.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Long time. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Most important lessons I've learned in life. I would have to say if you feel afraid, if you are feeling like you're at your edge of your boundaries, then you're at the right place, because that tells you you really are pushing who you are and where you could be. So if you're in that kind of state of nervousness and a little bit of fear, but you're embracing it, and you feel like you're on an edge, I feel that's the moment you leap and grow the most, and sometimes land at the most amazing place. I think if you keep away from that edge, out of whatever fears or unknowns, then you are really pretty much kept away from what is potential and what is what is really kind of the next phase and next growth, because it does come from, you know, fear is pretty normal. It's something that I've definitely experienced a lot and continue to probably every day in some way, failure or fear of not being my best for people in my life or for my job or whatever. But I believe that those embracing it and using it for positive has been really an important lesson for me, to so that I wouldn't stay stagnant or I wouldn't stay complacent or become bored, I guess, too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, embrace fear and live on the edge constantly.
Yeah.
How about you in your 18 years of life?
18 years. I would just say just learning to trust my gut. And, you know, if something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't for me. And I shouldn't, you know, continue on a path that isn't feeling right in order to please other people. And if something is feeling good, if something is feeling right, just keep on working towards that. Don't get comfortable in any situation. Just keep, like you were saying, live on the edge and really pursue that thing that is making you happy. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's so important.
Okay, last question.
Okay.
How do you see our relationship being in 5 years?
Yay, I see the continued kind of partnership I think we have in looking to each other for support, not for approval, because I do hear what you're saying. It's important. Approval in some sense, not that I'm doing it solely for you, but I'm doing it because I also value what you think and your opinion matters. So in 5 years, I envision you truly enmeshed in and embraced by the community of arts in New York, and maybe even opportunities to travel. And I hope and see that maybe I could come and visit you at whatever you're doing, and just be a support in that way. But I just hope that we continue to do those things that are special, like, you know, taking in theater together or checking out a new restaurant or I don't know, traveling road trips. I see all of that happening, you know, and when we can do it, it is really, really valuable, because it won't happen as much.
Yeah. It's scary.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's part of it.
What do you think? How do you see 5 years from now? You'll be finished undergrad?
Finished undergrad. Yeah, I just really want to keep sharing everything I do with you, because I do value not your approval, but your opinion, and I just, you know, like sharing what I do with people I love. And hopefully in 5 years and beyond, I get to repay you in various ways for all the support you've given me throughout this fleeting childhood.
Isn't that crazy?
It's very weird.
And one other thing we were talking about with lessons, and I think you've said it before, and I certainly have, and that comes from the great Joan Rivers, mm-hmm. and that's always say yes.
Always say yes, absolutely.
And somehow, again, it all works out. Whether it's, you know, that yes showed you something you can't and don't want to do, or that yes opened another door to the next thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's so important to realize in this very exciting part of your life, is that half, if not more than half, of the opportunities out there you don't even know are there yet, mm-hmm. or what they are, you know, even a job or a area of a career that you can't even imagine right now is still there and will be there. So always say yes.
And one yes could lead to another yes. And
yeah, it always, yeah. Mm-hmm. Great.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Okay, I think that's it. Thanks for talking, and I love you so much.
Love you so much.